Thank you. Okay, 30 seconds. We'll start with Mrs. Alvarez, and we'll keep passing the mic to the left. What have you done to prepare specifically to serve on the state school board?
So the first thing I've done, I think, first of all, my career and the experience I have has been preparing me for this. But the first thing I did is I called, it's Emily Wheeler, who is over public relations, and she talked to me, and I pulled off the what are the rules, what are the expectations of a board member. And then I've contacted various board members, Kathleen Reedy. I talked to Joel Wright. I've spoken with Elisa Ellis in finding out about the roles and, you know, what things were new and different to them. And then I've even worked and talked to superintendents, teachers, and other various people.
So I've talked and discussed with the three previous people for the SEEP, Craig Coleman, Heather Groom, and Joel Wright extensively. I spent 4 years up at the State Office of Education attending their meetings on a very regular basis. However, the last two, because I've been in the classroom, I've had to listen to them on tape, which is more entertaining, and you can throw a shoe when you get frustrated.
I would like to be a fly on the wall when you are throwing your shoe at the State School Board. I have been attending state school board meetings for the last 4 years, several in person, some watching online. I have interviewed past school board members, current school board members at the state level, also at our district level. I also contacted Emily Wheeler, interviewed her extensively just to get a sense of her feelings, and she was very insightful about group governance and what that means and looks like. And I've also tried to pay pretty close attention to education law at the Capitol over the last several years and be involved that way as well.
I also have had a chance to talk to some of the current state school board members and see their insights. I've been on reading the code that governs the State Board of Education. I spent some time down at the BYU Law Library with some professors understanding the way that the state school board functions in more of a judicial sense, partnering with the legislative branch, but their powers are given by the executive. So we had a good discussion about that and how strange it is, but how different it is from other states and the unique position that it puts them in and how their powers are limited. So that was insightful.